Republican State Representative Don Kopp is not one of those conservatives who champions controls on carbon emissions. A couple of weeks ago, I called him on another matter, and that call produced this bit of conversation.
Do you see a difference between Republican and Democratic attitudes on environment?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's white and black. Democrats believe in global warming, man-caused global warming. Republicans don't.
Kopp lives in Rapid City, and so we arranged for an in-person interview. Here, he explains what he sees as motivation for political forces to invent a need to save the world.
Well, if Americans are convinced that we are destroying the planet, then what about China? Aren't they also doing the same thing we're doing? So this calls for a one-world government, because nations can only be controlled by a one-world government. And a one-world government then would make all the rules. And what better way to control a people than to control the amount of carbon they produce?
Kopp is not alone in his views, but his views are not universal in the Republican Party. In April 2008, Jack Marburger, at that time George W. Bush's White House science advisor, came to Rapid City for an annual hydrology conference. A man in the audience stood up and asked Marburger, "Isn't it true that many scientists don't believe that human activity causes climate change?" Here's Marburger's response.
I think we need to be over that now. You know, even the president is over that phase. He was
pragmatic. He was an opportunist, and he really didn't question the evidence.
Pat Zimmerman says he worked with a notable South Dakota Republican to address carbon emissions. Bill Janklow was governor when Zimmerman chaired the Atmospheric Sciences Department at School of Mines. Zimmerman says Janklow was interested in helping farmers and ranchers improve their situation by getting into the carbon market.
I never had the discussion about whether or not climate forcing was real with him, but he certainly never argued, or I never heard him argue, that it was a story that was drummed up to try to increase research funding.
You might have noted the term Zimmerman uses, climate forcing. It's a term that describes human activity as an influence that pushes naturally occurring climate patterns into overdrive with unpredictable results.
Climate forcing means that we're changing the way the Earth's system stores and emits energy. And so we're changing not only the energy balance, but we're changing the timing of climate and weather cycles. Climate change doesn't mean it's always warmer.
I'm a Republican, and I strongly believe that climate change does take place. And so it's a matter of stepping away from the semantics that polarizes.
Gary Hansen is chairman of the State Public Utilities Commission. He says the planet's climate does change on its own, but the massive amounts of CO2 humans pour into the atmosphere from burning fossil fuels also has to be considered.
One would assume that it's just intellectually dishonest to say that burning all of that fuel, creating all of those emissions, does not have an effect. It has to have some effect. Even if it's a small effect, it has to have some effect.
Hansen says he gives presentations nationally, proposing ways to come to consensus on solutions, even if Americans don't agree on terminology. He says a place to start is to find some universal facts in common that exist independent of politics.
If we can agree on those two premises, number one, that fossil fuels are finite, number two, that we have a responsibility to be good stewards to our planet, then that should automatically bring us to the conclusion that we have a responsibility to practice conservation and preservation techniques when it comes to fossil fuels.
Hansen says conservation and preservation might extend the availability of fossil fuels so that future generations can use them for their various purposes, but eventually they will run out.
That should then bring us to the conclusion that we have a responsibility to work responsibly and judiciously towards using renewable energy. So if that's the case, we arrive at the very same conclusion that the folks who are very, very strong proponents that global warming and climate change are imminent and we're at a crisis point and we need to do something about it. So if we can take two different paths to get there, at least we're at the same conclusion.
The Republican-controlled South Dakota legislature passed some laws in the 2013 session that allowed some shades of gray into this black and white arena. They voted to strengthen the security of wind farming, and they offered tax breaks to the Big Stone coal-fired power plant to offset the cost of installing new air quality control systems. The discussions were driven by financial considerations, not by a desire to save the world. They came to that potential result by a different path. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.